it's a fun part of the game. I mean, when the crowd is jumping and they're cheering or booing, you know what I mean? It gives you some intensity and some energy, and it's always a fun place to play when we come here.
James, how do you assess tonight for you?
Just a tough one. Obviously I'd like to have a little better start. As that first goal I'd like to have back, obviously. But after that, you just got to find a way to make some of those saves and kind of keep it a little closer. I mean, boys did a great job of battling back and got some huge goals, and so it was a huge point for us. But obviously for myself, you want to find a way to, whether it's the second, third, or fourth one, to keep it, to find a way to make those saves.
The goals in goal deflected?
I'm not even quite sure. I never got a chance. I couldn't find it, and then it was by me. So it was one of those where I thought I was in good position, and I kind of saw he was shooting, but I couldn't see the puck. But I thought it would just hit me, and it didn't.
James, were you at all surprised to get the start? Obviously, there's been a run for Bernie here in the last little bit.
I don't know if I was surprised. I mean, it was just obviously it's my hometown, and I thought I played well in Colorado, so. I don't know if I was surprised. I mean, it was just he made his decision, and I was ready to go, and unfortunately, just the game didn't go the way obviously I wanted it to go.
You see the derisive chance as a sign of respect.
Sorry?
You see the derisive chance as a sign of respect?
I don't know. No, I mean it's that's just the way it is here. I mean they're a boisterous crowd, and they like to get on you. And it's fun for them, and obviously it's good for us. I mean, it gets you pumped up, and on another night, you wish you could have, came up with a win, but not the case tonight.
You mentioned yesterday that goaltending is 105% mental. The last game and a half that you played, was it mental at all, or do you just think it's situational the way things have gone?
I don't know. Well, I mean, if it's 105% mental, then whether it's a win or a loss, I mean, it obviously has to do with that. But I mean, I felt like I was preparing the way I needed to prepare. I felt my head was, in the right place. And sometimes things just don't go your way. And when they're not going your way, it's obviously harder mentally. But you have to find a way to stay focused. And I felt that, I did what I could to stay focused and ready and prepared. And just didn't happen.
Were these results harder to swallow when the chances haven't been as many as you got maybe last season, and especially in recent weeks?
Sorry, like, what do you mean?
Is it tougher, like, when you have a tough result like tonight, to swallow that and move on when you haven't had as many chances as perhaps you would have liked in the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you want to play as much as you can, and I'd like to play, the bulk of the games, I think, like any goaltender would. And so, yeah, I mean, it's tough when you get in there and you don't have one, we don't have a good game. I mean, it doesn't sit well, and obviously it's harder if you don't play. I mean, if you can get right back in there and prove yourself again, but in a case like this where things aren't going that way, it makes it a little tougher. But you're a pro, and you got to find a way to stay positive and come Monday, I'm gonna work my butt off in practice and be the best I can, and that's how we move on.
Thanks, James. Thanks.
Thank you, James.